All right, Marsh, second moto was a good charge. You crashed a lot today, but second moto, 16? 15? I mean, it was a good charge late. Like, I felt like, A, you could have pulled it in Moto 1. You were so far back, and you kept riding. So that's impressive because you could have pulled it in. And then second moto, yeah, charged up. I thought it was some decent laps.
Yeah, I knew Moto 1 was, you know, might as well have parked it. But I ended up getting into a small, stupid crash with Freddie, and I ended up bending my clutch lever. So I kind of just took it as a building moto, and, you know, I figured any position I can get is better for the gate pick Moto 2.
True.
So that was kind of just, I was like, ride, just don't do nothing stupid. And then Moto 2 came out and crashed even more. Almost KO'd a few people. So
I saw you fly up the wall, and you jumped off to the right, and your legs were down. And I'm like, I couldn't see the backside. I'm like, he had to have gone down.
Yeah, I didn't know for sure, but I heard that everybody on the landing of that jump was looking in the other direction, but I wasn't looking where their faces were at. I got cross-threaded over a double, and then when I cross-threaded, I was screaming midair, holding it wide open, and I'm lucky that no one got hurt. But
my fantasy team is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey, like, this isn't your track. You're an East Coast guy, but you are staying in Cali, but you can see the depth here. You see Freddie, and like, this can be a really good summer for you. If you can turn this thing around, this can be really good for you.
Yeah, and that's why I'm not really that pumped with that, you know, second moto finish, because it is, you know, it's my time to put in some results right now with the field being the way it is. So I feel like, you know, I compared my times, and I think I'm right there. I just need to put myself in position.
You got out of the headquarters in Central Cal there, moved back to SoCal. Talk about that a little bit, just more racing, more riders, because you were kind of by yourself out there, right?
Yeah, I kind of lost some direction up there. I moved down here to work with Jay Whipple specifically. I just needed some help on the bike. He's been helping, and unfortunately, I make some similar, you know, same mistakes over and over again. So I just need to figure that out with myself. You know, I make some dumb mental mistakes, but he's been working really hard to, you know, help me get in the right headspace. And it's nice having a couple good people in my corner trying to work, you know, day in, day out during the week.
So I don't know. I'm going to put this, I'll just do this bluntly. You've had issues starting your bikes this year. Supercross or today? Like, I don't see other guys having problems kicking RM Army. Is it just, do you have to train yourself on this? Like, or am I right? Am I off, do you think?
No, you're very, very okay. Right. Yeah. I don't know. I might need a lesson.
So they got to get you through a boot camp of starting this thing. I'm not even making fun of it, although I kind of am. It seems like you struggle to start it.
I do struggle. Okay. Yeah, I just need to not crash and not stall it. There's the solution.
Yeah, oh, there you go. That's Chiz. He's 800 years old. He was around when they actually had to kick bikes, you know?
We still do.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks.